Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, we go behind the words. With the right attitude, no technique is necessary. Without the right attitude, no technique is sufficient. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Sure. It's good to be back with you two captains of creativity. Now, when we last left you, our loyal audience, we had provided you with some coaching on resilience. But today, we'll be delving into the secret meaning behind these words, this pearl of wisdom, which has been handed down from generation to generation. Well, actually, I'm the author of this quote. It came to me the other day. Anyway, in the hopes that we can provide you with the power you need to transform your very lives, or at least give you a moment of laughter. So whether you're a member of The Source, your online peer coaching community where everybody gets help and everybody gives help, or merely an incredibly discerning new listener with excellent taste, I must say, take out your decoder ring, because while at first glance, you may think that what I'm about to share with you is pure gibberish, but if you pay close attention, then you'll learn the truth. It probably is. Rick?
Thank you. Great stuff, Peter. Frank, how about you?
Frank, you and your fellow truckers, Peter and Rick, are talking about interesting things and give me, as a dedicated listener, some techniques. That's great. And they're really helping me out. But do you have more techniques? I love them. This was a question I received lately. Tools and techniques, indeed, we love them. The world of business consultancy, medicine, design, you name it, is thriving because of that. Fine. But is that the real answer to personal development? I wonder. I don't think so. Or maybe I do. Well, you want to know more? Stay tuned. Rick.
Thank you, Frank. Great stuff. Well, this is what I'll be sharing. When I was a Wall Street recruiter, and later as a manager, I learned the difference between skills on a resume and actual attitude. There is no comparison. I'll take attitude every time. Okay, what do you have for us today, Peter?
Okay, so what do you want? What are you after in your life? Fulfillment? Yeah, I think so. But fulfillment and flow. Because while you want fulfillment in relationships, health, finances, career, and personal pursuits, you don't want to have to struggle through daily life to find that. You want things to, well, flow. And that's what we're all about at The Source. We offer you three different perspectives and multiple approaches so you can find what works for you. And we know from all the research that's been done, that just being in a supportive community like The Source, regardless of the techniques taught, can transform your attitude to one of self-confidence and successful optimism, so that you do indeed effortlessly find flow and fulfillment. Now, you see what I did there? I snuck attitude versus techniques in there. I bet you didn't see that coming, right? Now, few things are more frustrating than when you're struggling in life, even though you're using all the latest techniques and you aren't finding it much easier. And then you see some other sorry son of a sea cook finding flow and fulfillment without using any technique. I hate that. Well, not me, of course, but my conditioned brain, whom I've personified in mindful pathfinding as Dobby. He hates that. If it seems a little weird to you newbies, by the way, that I call my brain Dobby, don't tell me you don't talk to yourself sometimes. Give yourself a pet fun, you know, talk. Research found that we all do this, and that third-person self-talk is a very effective tool. But anyway, getting back to these annoying natural people who just find life so easy, the reason that they don't need a technique is purely a matter of chance. It's a matter of chance because it's just a natural result of the way their brain, Dobby, just happened to get conditioned over their life. For whatever reason, they don't often blame themselves for things. So they don't feel that. They don't often blame others, external situations for things. So they just don't get upset by other people doing other things. It's just a natural result of their attitude or rather Dobby the Brain's attitude. And that's important. I don't want you to think that you need to buckle down and do any work yourself. You're cool. You're fine. You just mistakenly identified yourself with your conditioned brain, but hey, no big deal. That'll change if you agree to help Dobby heal, because it's really your brain, Dobby, that is the problem, which is cool. Not his, her fault. Just that's just what is, that's all. And if you find that your brain, Dobby, endlessly shops for a better technique to catch the elusive and mystical shark, and I'm using the analogy here. So the snark is whatever your brain, Dobby, thinks you want in life. If he, she seems to go from one technique to another, then maybe the problem isn't the technique. Maybe it's attitude. There are a million techniques out there for you to try. Frank comes up with a new one every week, but then he reads reference books and I don't. But I do read fantasy books. And when I was writing this, I was reminded of one poem, The Hunting of the Snark by Lewis Carroll, you know, Alice in Wonderland fame. And apparently, there are multiple ways to achieve your goals to hunt for the snark. You may seek it with thimbles and seek it with care. You may hunt for it with forks and hope. You may threaten its life with a railway share. You may charm it with smiles and soap. But here's something for you connoisseurs of techniques. If you aren't achieving the goal you set, maybe it's not the technique, maybe it's the goal. Dobby might be focused on the wrong goal for your fulfillment. After all, any goal is just your brain's best guess as to what will provide you with fulfillment. And Dobby is hampered by his, her conditioning. As Lewis Carroll said of snarks, all goals are good for, although common snarks do no manner of harm, yet I feel it is my duty to say some are boojums. The bellman broke off in alarm, for the baker had fainted away. Oh, beamish nephew, beware of the day if your snark be a boojum, for then you will softly and suddenly vanish away and never be met with again. You can achieve a goal and not find fulfillment in it. Sometimes you win the promotion and you lose yourself. But if Dobby has the right attitude, if Dobby learns he can trust in and rely upon your non-conscious mind, your pathfinder, to guide you on the best path forward for flow and fulfillment, then you'll always be all right. Because if Dobby has developed hardening of the attitudes, and if your snark is a boojum, well, even if you achieve it, you're doomed. There is Thingamabob shouting, the bellman said. He is shouting like mad, only hark, he is waving his arms, he is wagging his head. He certainly found the snark. They gazed in delight while the butcher exclaimed, he was always a desperate wag. They beheld him, their baker, their hero unnamed on the top of a neighboring crag, erect and sublime for 1 minute in time. That wild figure they saw, as if stung by a spasm, plunged into the chasm while they waited and listened in awe. It's a snark, was the sound that first came to their ears, and they seemed almost too good to be true. Then, followed by a torrent of laughter and cheers, there came the ominous words, it's a boo, then silence. Some fancied they'd heard in the air a worrying, wandering sigh that sounded like jum, but the others declare it was only a breeze that went by. They hunted till darkness came on, but they found not a button or feather or mark by which they could tell that they stood on the ground where the baker had met with the snark. In the midst of the word he was trying to say, in the midst of his laughter and glee, he had softly and suddenly vanished away, for the snark was a boojum, you see. Right attitude will always lead you to right outcome. The most technically perfected technique cannot achieve flow and fulfillment for you if you do not have the right attitude. But don't despair. Seek us here, seek us there, there being the source, of course, because when you're there, you find peer coaches everywhere. Well, I don't think I'm going to be a poet, but at least I know it. So come see what we're building for you at The Source, where you'll always find a community of peer coaches ready to support you and eager for your support. Rick?
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Frank, tell us what you've got today.
Well, I don't have that poetry emotion like Peter, but I have something else. I think that I'm not exaggerating that I say that many, many people are hooked on tools and techniques to grow. Going from one workshop to another, from one guru to the next. As it seems, we are desperate in need to get answers on life's questions with one desire, to become and remain happy. Let me be clear on this. I love tools and techniques myself, and I will keep providing them to people if I think they might be helpful for them. At the source, for example. At the same time, I have experienced the limitations of them. For me, they're often scratching at the surface of my self-awareness and even make me less alert because I trust the tool or the technique. I've learned that I should rely, not so much rely on them. Why? Well, the reason is that I thought that using a certain tool, a breathing exercise, for instance, would make me more relaxed. It does, when done properly, but why wasn't I relaxed in the first place? Did technique help me? But I had to look deeper. In what situations did I feel nervous or stressed? What triggered that stressful feeling? What thoughts and feelings were involved? And who were involved? And what was my relation to them? I had and have to take a closer look at it. Knowing that I had my blind spots, I asked people I trusted for feedback on my behavior, thoughts, and feelings. That helped me tremendously. Again, this is what we're doing at Peer Coaching at the Source. As you maybe have noticed, I started to ask open-ended questions. The question starting with what? The what question makes you wonder. It invites you to listen, to feel, to look, to open up. As an example, ask yourself this question. What is happening right now with me? Just pause for a moment. What do I feel? What do I think? What do I hear, see, or touch? What? Whatever the answer is, the what question increases your self-awareness. It stimulates the development of an attitude of self-inquiry. Also, what we are going to promote in the source or at the source. When I knew what made me nervous or stressed, and the why, the when, the with whom, the where, and how, I came more and more aware of my attitude involved with the situation. So with the right attitude, no technique is necessary. And without the right attitude, no technique is sufficient. Yes. Techniques and tools are answers to the how question. How do I become more relaxed? How do I do this? How do I fix this? Go to yoga classes, start running, play an instrument, all answers to the how. They are all solutions, but are they going to help you? And in what way? For me, the right attitude is to start asking yourself the right questions. The questions that start with what, for example. What is happening? What do I need? What do I feel, for instance? And answers will pop in your mind and heart if you leave the inner critic at home. Just do one thing. Let your intuition answer you. Yes, your inner tutor, your inner guide. Be silent and listen. Breathe in, breathe out, and just relax. I know from experience I have seen with a lot of clients, it whispers the answer in your ear. Mm-hmm. And that's the beginning of the how, the doing. In that state, no technique or tool is sufficient. Your intuition is far, far, far more powerful than any other personal development technique or tool. For me, a technique is at its best an assistant for speeding up or deepening my inner development, a development that leads to inner peace, freedom, and joy, to happiness. Rick, what are your ideas about this topic?
Wow. Whew. Thank you, Frank. Great stuff. So here's what I want to share today. Got a bunch of great stories about this because my whole life has always been about people with more skills and more qualifications versus the attitude people. And so when I was a copier salesman, I remember being around people with all kinds of different backgrounds and experiences and degrees. And I was a brand new guy. I get in this job. I just got nothing but attitude. I never knew anything about sales. I put a suit on. My boss even said, when I came in with my first new suit, he said, Oh, that's pretty nice. I once had a couch with that material on it. So here I am. I'm out there trying to do my thing, but I learned very quickly that the attitude that you brought beat the experience anytime. So one time I was interviewing a guy who was a toll taker for his background, and my vice president said, there's no way anybody who sticks their hand out all day long like that could ever be a salesperson. I said, well, I met the kid. I really like him. I want to hire him anyway. Bring the guy in. He ends up being a superstar because he had a great attitude. He just was tired of that other job, but the boss thought that he needed a life-changing experience to really change him, but his attitude was everything, especially in a job. Second experience, when I was a Wall Street recruiter, the guy I worked for always looked at the people's college education at the bottom of the resume. I met these people. So I said, these people have good attitudes. So, you know, just to use the example, because I went to Iona, if he saw someone from Harvard, he said, all right, we're going to send this resume to the client because they went to Harvard, and the Iona guy can just sit back and, you know, wait. And if they don't like the Harvard guy anyway. So I would meet these people and I would say, I'm telling you, this guy's got a better attitude, or this gal, let's send that person. So that was always the way it was. They took the skills over the attitude, but the attitude always wins out. Another experience. I once worked for a very popular dentist. Now, the guy's skills were not that good. You know, sometimes the color didn't match, the bite didn't really work out. But I can tell you, without any idea about skills, this guy had so many patients. He was booked out 6 months. Why? Everyone that came into that office, he remembered their family. He gave them a hug. He made them feel so good. His attitude was incredible, and his skills were average at best. But he had so much business. He never needed to advertise or promote, and he always had tons of patients, and everyone was super happy. And I've met other dentists who had great skills, and they always had a market, because sometimes that bedside manner, as they call it in medicine, really needs to be attitude first. Now, in my current life in Beamer, one example, mindset is the key factor for success. We just had a huge retreat with the founder of the company, talked for 2.5 days about mindset. We've all determined that this is the key to being successful in this particular business, but also so many other direct sales businesses like it. You can have all the experience you want. There are plenty of doctors promoting this thing, but people with the right attitude and the right mindset are the ones who promote and do the best in our business. And then finally, I will finish with marriage. Attitude and commitment to another person, consistency, making a choice every day to have your attitude right versus having skills. I don't know what those skills are in a relationship yet. I'm only married 34 years, but I can tell you that my attitude about my relationship beats out the technique every time. Peter, final thoughts?
Yeah, nobody less skilled than I am in the hardware shop. But I always approach it, you know, with the customer. I always say, let's try and figure out the solution to this problem. And the synergy between the two of us, them knowing what the heck they're talking about and me knowing what's available, the resources, always seems to work out. But I want to say that the Road Ahead Cafe, this podcast, was born out of our desire to provide coaching, helping change attitudes to as many folk as we could. And each week we offer, you know, three perspectives to anyone who wants to receive a bit of free coaching. And everyone can do with a good coach in their corner, another set of eyes on the road ahead, right? But now we've put on our 7-league boots and we've taken an enormous step in creating the source, your online peer coaching community. And we've priced it low and we built it in such a way to help you even pay for the low price by helping others. Now, are we doing it right? Well, come and see for yourself, but I'm sure you'll agree that if our technique, at the beginning at least, is somewhat wanting, at least we have the right attitude because we are laser focused upon what will work best for you. Rick?
Wow, great stuff. Thank you, Peter. Frank, your final thoughts?
To quote the British writer, poet, Nobel Prize winner for literature, and author of Jungle Book, Rudyard Kipling, he said, "I keep six honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who." Rudyard Kipling. "I love tools and techniques, but they are what they are. They are just tools and techniques. I have only one advice. Know the reason, what the reason is you are using them. Know that your intuition in combination with your inquisitive mind, you just got one, is your best tool."
Yeah.
This and much more we are going to discuss in our new community, The Source. Join us at theroadaheadcafe.com and become a member of this great new community. Get coaching, get help, help others and level up your life. Looking forward to meet you there. And as always, what you think about, you think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day, Rick.
Thank you, Frank. Great stuff, buddy. All right, here's my final thoughts. When you work on your attitude, develop your mindset, and choose the thoughts you think, everyone you meet and every task you take on will be joyful and abundant. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us one golden nugget you got today and go check out The Source at theroadaheadcafe.com. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.